You're everyone. I'm Wally, and the rest of the listeners are Brennan, and we're roasting chips, yes.
All right.
Hello. Hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, whatever time of day you're watching this at, or if you're watching this at a moment in time where the concept of time is completely unraveled and it's just one continuous state of being, then happy that. welcome.
That goes hand in hand with Loki, so I'm glad you said that, because yeah. People in the TVA might be watching this. Actually, you know what? They probably are. Mm-hmm. But so hello, everyone. Welcome. Before we get started, I would just like to say Black Widow finally came out. After it being delayed like 90 billion times, it's finally out.
Yes, it was just like one of those movies, like how we have the Kingsman prequel and like Free Guy. Like that, where I feel like I've seen advertising for those for like 3 or 4 years. Yeah, I got to the point where I was in the movie theater for Black Widow, and honestly, I was not expecting it to even show. I was like, it's going to get to the end of like the ad roll, and it's going to be like, "Oops, sorry, we don't have a movie. come back like a year from now, 2 years from now, and we'll have it then." But it was in theaters, so if you're listening to this episode of this podcast to hear about it, you will, not for like an hour and a half probably, but
yeah some major spoilers are coming up near towards the end of the podcast, so much so that RJ here can't stay with us the whole time because he's not seen it, which is fine.
We won't be talking about anything about Black Widow until after RJ leaves. We won't talk about the special Mark Hamill cameo or how Mark Hamill saved the day. Oh, we're at something to say that out loud. Oops. Sorry.
I mean, that's what it is. It's MCU, Mark Hamill, but they decided to leave out the H. Mark Hamill, cinematic universe.
Yes. But, or just it's like the Mark Chamley.
it's like Hanukkah when it's spelled like a CH. It's the Mark Hamill universe.
Exactly.
It's Mark Hamill. It's Mark Hamill's world. We're just living in it.
So
we're gonna start off with news as we always do. There's been a lot of news. I didn't think so until I looked at the doc, which only I have. Which I should start sending that to you guys, but whatever. Sunday, June 27th. After the last podcast is filmed, of course, always happens. Comicbook.com uploaded a video on its TikTok showing there were slight changes in the post-credit scene of WandaVision. The trees were slightly greener, and as the camera pans across the mountains, a shadowy figure appears floating down towards Wanda's house. People are wondering now if Marvel has made slight changes to all of its post-Avengers movies, like post the first Avengers movies. But I think people went back and realized that this was nothing, but
yeah,
I had it written down.
I went like watch the video when I saw the announcement. I was like, I was curious to see what it was like. And I think shadowy figure is a very generous term there. It was like a small blur on like the corner of the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to watch a version of it that had like the outline around the shadow of what it was. And if you want to say it's Doctor Strange, then it's Doctor Strange. But I don't know, man. I feel like that was a bird they had to edit out last minute or something.
Yeah, it is odd that they had to go and change it, because if it was like nothing, I wouldn't expect there to be like a difference in having to update the footage or whatever. But they obviously had to do something, but I don't think it's supposed to be a super big reveal or whatever. I really doubt that in the Doctor Strange post-credit scene or whatever to like be like, I remember this blur? That was actually somebody or whatever.
You know that little floaty, you know those little floaty things that are in your eye? That's kind of what it felt like to me. Little funny things in the camera's eyes. I see you, but I don't see you. And you know, if anything, they looked at the trees and they're like, it's not green enough. Making good to make it greener.
Throw in some editing.
Exactly. Yes,
They just want to take everyone's attention away from something else. They were like, let's just make this really small change. They're gonna think it's some huge deal and they can just focus on that and ignore everything we're doing with like other movies for right now.
Exactly. We need to get them to stop talking about Spider-Man.
It was about the 10 rings. They heard all the bad stuff I was saying about the 10 armbands, and they went and added that in to throw us off. But we're onto them. We're onto the games that they play.
we'll get
can't
to hide us. I think we
can't
get
hide anything from us, Disney.
But so the next piece of news was, well, last time we were talking about last episode, we talked about Loki, and Brennan mentioned the Mobius Loki relationship in passing. But the creator of the Loki came out and said they don't explore Loki's bisexuality in the show, which once again is Marvel and Disney basically just doing it for brownie points.
Of course they wouldn't explore it. Of course not. They just want to have like the one throwaway line and have that be it.
Exactly. They want the brownie points. Mm-hmm. That's all they've ever been about. But then later, I don't know if it was that day or later that week, but Chris Pratt said the Guardians of the Galaxy movie, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 will begin filming later this year, which is cool because they just finished up Thor the 4? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that'll be cool. I'm excited for that. And I believe at the same time, they're going to do the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special. Mm-hmm. They're going to film that at the same time. So. Whenever, but they'll basically just CGI Groot into where Chewbacca was in the original and yes. Change literally nothing else.
I want to see the Star Wars Holiday Special exactly as is, but just, you know, just very crudely just CGI all the characters over the existing characters. Like, don't like edit the footage too much, just put them like just like directly over all of the old footage, keep the exact same skits, the cooking show, whatever the grandfather was watching in that one scene, all that have that exactly the same, just put like over like the stormtroopers, put like the Marvel equivalent of stormtroopers.
You could put the Nova Corps, you could put whoever was working for the guy in the first movie, the bad guy in the first movie who I don't remember. Literally
the
anyone.
Accuser. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember him just because of like the dance scene with him, just because I have the dance scene with Ronan the Accuser, that term like permanently just in my brain, just so outrageous.
So the biggest news from this past couple weeks was the toy leaks for the Spider-Man 3 movie.
Oh man,
did you guys see these?
I saw a couple of them. They looked interesting, and I think what did it was the descriptions of the toys rather than the actual toys themselves.
Oh, I didn't see the descriptions. I only saw the pictures of the toys.
Yeah.
I've not seen either of these things, so I'm anxious to learn what this is about here.
Okay. Yeah. So I was going to have this to show you guys, but clearly as we're not doing this in person today. So here are some of the toy leaks that there are. As you can see, there are very different costumes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that apparently someone pointed this out to me, that Doctor Strange is holding a shovel.
He is holding a shovel.
I don't know why, but he's holding a shovel. But so we got one of the suits, I believe, from the Spider-Man 2, or in one of the pop figures. And the weirdest one was the one with Spider-Man wielding magic, Doctor Strange-esque magic. And then the black Spider-Man suit, which I think kind of looks like it's made of vibranium. It looks a little bit like the Black Panther suit.
I think that Doctor Strange holding a shovel there does in fact confirm that the shadowy blur at the end of WandaVision was in fact him. Because if you think about it, he sensed Wanda's power, went to the cabin, axed her, just murdered her, then buried her with the shovel. And this is confirmation. This is now canon. I want to see all of the news articles, man. all about this here. On comic book news, we got this covered. I know we got this covered. Would eat up this story here.
That's the begin. That's the entire Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness movie. At the end, in the end credit scene, you see him landing, and then in the beginning of Multiverse of Madness, you just see him beating Wanda with a shovel, and then that's the end of the movie.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, absolutely.
Come here, Wanda. No. None of this shit. Stop messing with the multiverse. Did you not hear her in the start? Oh no, she was dusted. In the Avengers 2.
Yes.
I messed up the timeline. But those were leaked and people are freaking out as they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I think it actually has a little merit just because the like enchanted suit that he has, mm-hmm. it sounds like it kind of looks like something from the Madam Web comics.
Yeah.
Where he's like exploring the different Spider-Verses.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people talked about the it's like a recent comic, the Symbiote. Where there's like an alternate universe where Peter had the symbiote still and he became Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Supreme.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that'd be cool if they adapted a recent comic, but, you know, whatever. But right. the next piece of news is weird news. I saw it trending on Twitter, and I was like, this can't be real, but it was confirmed by a lot of decent sources. According to multiple sources, Megan Thee Stallion is rumored to have filmed a few episodes of She-Hulk, where she will appear in the show as herself. This is interesting, to say the least. I wonder if it'll be just a bunch of cameos, if she'll play a big role in the plot of the show. it's just odd, to say the least.
I want to clarify. You said Megan Thee Stallion.
Is that not how you say it?
No, I'm just making sure. That's
what. Oh, yeah, that's who I said. Yeah.
Okay. That's odd.
Very.
Especially since
the article said a few episodes. So
yeah,
she's not like a one-off cameo.
Her character is going to be a recurring character in the series.
So far, most of these Marvel shows have been like six episodes, right? And when you say like a few, normally that means like more than two. So it's like already like half the series there.
Right. So she's like a main character, it seems.
I guess. Is She-Hulk, is Jennifer Walters and Megan Thee Stallion like
best friends?
Yeah.
Roommates? Maybe they're college roommates.
That'd be funny.
That would be
funny.
Can
you imagine?
Oh,
but yeah, so
I mean, because like I know that She-Hulk is like a lawyer, so maybe she's representing her in like court.
She's like one of her clients or something. Yeah,
maybe there's some case going on. it's really weird. It's always weird when you see like real life celebrities in the MCU. I was I was just watching Iron Man 2. The other day, because I was going back and just putting old Marvel movies on, and it gave me such a whiplash when Pepper Potts walked up to someone and was like, like Mr. Musk. When Tony Stark came up, I was like, Elon. And I was like, wait a minute, I don't remember this ever. Look, Elon Musk was in Iron Man 2 as himself. Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
I was like, how did I not know about this? He's there, and they interact with him like by his name. It's just in passing. They talk to him about like helicopters or whatever. As they're walking by. So I was like, how did I not know about this? Where did this come from? Why is this here? But
we know if Tony Stark was real, he'd also be going to space next week.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
He'd be a part of that billionaire space race.
I mean, Tony Stark actually already has been to space, so he has all of
that's fair. Years. That's fair.
Yeah,
he did beat them. No, but that wasn't until. Oh no, that was 2019. I was thinking that was 2025, but no, that was 2019. Yeah, he beat everyone by 2 years. But or no, because he did it in the original Avengers, didn't he? Because he went
if you count that little like 10 seconds that he was up there through the portal, that was space.
That was space. Yeah. Definitely wasn't sky.
Yeah,
but next, it's not this next thing is not really news. It's more speculation, as people like to do. But Hugh Jackman posted a picture of the Wolverine claws. And a picture of him and Kevin Feige on his Instagram stories. And lots of people believe this is hinting at Hugh Jackman's return as Wolverine in the MCU. I think I should be the MCU's Wolverine because I'm in the Wolverine comics. I'm his height. So Kevin Feige, if you're listening to this, DM me, please. I'm ready to be Wolverine. Because I saw somewhere that people wanted him to be Indigenous because, you know, he's Canadian. And, you know, that would just be cool. And fun fact, I'm Indigenous, not to Canada, but I'm 5'3" on a good day.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
I think I should be Wolverine.
Yes.
Yes.
And Kevin Feige, you can reach him on Twitter at @I'm_Wolverine27. So, I mean... Even that handle alone should show you that this is the right casting.
Yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, so people are freaking out over that. I don't think he'll come back. Do you guys think he will?
I really think he will. There was something in one of his last interviews, not like like it was one of the last interviews he did about X-Men movies. Mm-hmm. And he was saying how he really doesn't think it'll happen anytime soon unless they reach out to him. Mm-hmm. And so now with this post coming out, it seems like Kevin Feige has been in the DMs with Hugh Jackman. So, you know, and also I really am excited because if that's the case, then they might be bringing Deadpool in too, because Hugh Jackman said that if he does come back and do Wolverine, he wants to do a movie with Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool. So
interesting.
Well, I mean, Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool, I believe in Deadpool 3, it's going to be part of the MCU, or at least I thought so.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's already on board with that. I'm still wondering how they're going to get him in the MCU. I really think he should just fall through a portal in like Doctor Strange or Spider-Verse or something, in the background, have him like fall in there.
No, see, it's really easy when just have it be something. I know it can't be exactly this with how the timeline works, but like, you know how in like Loki, when all like the bombs were sent out and everything in episode mm-hmm. 2, several of those portals open up next to him. He just like dives back through it.
that would work too. I mean, I'll get him in there somehow, and he'll probably explain how it happened right at the beginning of Deadpool 3. So
it'll be something will just pop up next to him. He'll just like dive through it, and he'll just like fall onto Earth.
He might, you know, it would be cool if they included some stuff from that one X-Men movie where Wolverine has to go back in time to like the 60s or whatever, and he. That would make him a variant, technically. So maybe the TVA, maybe they'll use that as a reasoning for him to be involved.
That's true. Very true. I didn't even think about that. That was a great movie. Was it Days of Futures Past?
I think so, yeah.
That's a great movie. Anyway, then this week we got a trailer for What If and an official release date, which was August 11th. Yes. I don't think we knew that. Did we know that before this trailer?
I'm pretty sure they confirmed it was going to be in August, but I don't think we had the specific date yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as I knew, it was just the fall, mm-hmm. like the season that they were looking at.
Right. We'll have a little less than a month without any Marvel content, but after the trailer, it looks like it'll be worth the wait. The question is, which What If scenario from the trailer are you most excited for?
Oh, man. The zombies.
Oh yeah,
I really want to see the zombies because that comic was so good. It was so funny for no reason, and I really want to see it animated.
Brennan,
I really wish that we got more time in the trailer to look at like the specific scenarios they'll be talking about, because there were like I think five big ones confirmed in there. There was mm-hmm. the zombie one. There was Peggy Carter as Captain Carter, I believe was her name there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was the one with Tony Stark and Whoremonger was his name, right?
Killmonger. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Killmonger. That one looked cool. There was the one with Black Panther becoming like the Ravager instead of Star-Lord.
Yeah.
And there
that
was,
one looks really interesting too.
What was the last one? There was one more I thought.
We saw a bunch with Doctor Strange. There was nothing like direct.
Yeah.
Like no
Doctor Strange about there. I thought there was one more that was confirmed though too.
There might have been. I don't remember.
Oh well. But yeah, I wish I got more time to look at exactly what all of them will be, because a lot of it was just like really quick flashes, which I get. Like they don't want to give too much away yet. Mm-hmm. But all of them looked really interesting. I like how Tony Stark one especially, it had like the exact scene from Iron Man 1. So it really is going to be like solidly connected to the MCU. Like, mm-hmm. like obviously it's part of it, but unlike Star Wars, Marvel has never had like animated properties that are part of the MCU. So I didn't know what liberties they would take, but they having like, I think all, or like, if not all, then most of the like actors being like the voice actors for their characters, mm-hmm. especially with Black Panther, that's cool there.
Yeah, Yeah, I believe that's Chadwick Boseman's last role in the MCU that he's been doing, or he did. So I know Robert Downey Jr. is not him. Believe it or not, I think it's the guy who plays Happy.
Really?
I think so. If you have to go back and listen to it, I think that's who that is. I don't remember his actual name though. But I think that's who plays Tony Stark in this show. And I don't believe Captain Marvel, Brie Larson's in it either. I saw a couple that weren't.
All right.
Okay. But a lot of them are.
With all that, I don't know which one I'm excited for the most, mm-hmm. but all of them, I really am going to get this neat look there. What kind of struck me as a little odd about the trailer is to talk about how there's this multiverse of possibilities where all this stuff happens and can change, mm-hmm. which means that this has to take place when the multiverse is a thing. Meaning whatever happens in the last episode of Loki is almost 100% confirmed to start the multiverse now.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no way around that. I don't think. Or we'll find out that the multiverse has always existed and the TVA was lying, but I mean, I think there's only one timeline, and there's going to be some huge explosion, and it's going to kind of spin off into what if.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if the show's canon to the MCU or not. I don't think I've seen anywhere that it is or is it. I would like to think it is, because that'd be really cool.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It seemed like it was canon from what I saw mm-hmm. in the trailer and then what I've heard about it since then. I hope it is canon.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would open up the possibility to some crossovers. Not that they would do anything like that. But we can look at it and say, hey, these are other multiverses going on at the same time mm-hmm. as the MCU.
Right. Yeah. I'm excited for the T'Challa as Star-Lord, because it might spin into the I don't know how many each little thing is going to get, how many episodes each is going to get, but it might spin into the Galactic Empire of Wakanda, which I believe is a 2017 run of Black Panther. Ooh. Ooh. In the comics, which is supposed to be really cool. I think the Black Panther before him becomes King of the Galaxy.
Wow.
And so that one, that's actually a pretty cool comic I've heard about. But
I also will say I saw a clip somewhere. I don't know if it was in the trailer, if it was just a fan made image, but I did see something where Spider-Man was wearing the Doctor Strange robes. And if that is an arc
What
If, I would be really excited for that one.
Yeah, that was in the trailer. And then did you guys see Gamora in Thanos' costume?
Yes.
No.
That one, I did she not looked really that. Cool in that.
Wow.
Yeah,
giant dual swords. That was really cool.
Yeah, that was in the poster. And I think it might have also been in the
is that
the gonna... Avengers scene, where they spin around the Avengers.
Yeah.
From the first movie.
Oh,
she and T'Challa were there. Which she had the double-edged sword.
Is that a part of the T'Challa as Star-Lord what if thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe so.
I guess they're
Avengers instead of, I don't know.
Okay.
Natasha.
I thought they were separate, but
I don't know. But it'd be cool. I'm excited for it.
Yes.
Yeah. Either way, it all looks pretty cool.
Oh yeah.
I'm wondering how long the episodes will be. If
I was gonna say
short 10 to 15 minutes ones, or full half hour or 45 minute episodes instead.
I would hope they're full episodes, because that would be really disappointing to be waiting all this time.
You can only get shorts.
They've been advertising this for a year and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I wonder if they're gonna go through each movie, because obviously you've seen scenes from Iron Man 1. And we've seen scenes from Guardians of the Galaxy. But I wonder if they're going to go through, if they're going to have, 23 episodes and go through each movie in an alternate timeline and, connect
that would
everything.
Be really cool.
So, I don't know. I think that, I agree. I think that'd be awesome if they did
that
way.
If they do that, then I would be okay with, the little 10, 15-minute shorts.
Yeah, or, the 20-minute ones, the 20-minute run episodes. So, I'm excited. And curious at the same time about, episode length is definitely a big thing. So the next piece of news is just the internet being dumb. So Slave One, Boba Fett's ship, was named Boba Fett's ship in the Star Wars Lego set, and some fanboys flipped out, even though they do this for every single Lego set, with the exception of the Millennium Falcon and the Death Star. Yeah. I mean, I guess they could call it Big Metal Ball and Han's ship, but
oh man,
they flipped out. It was kind of funny to watch. It's like, oh, they're getting too PC. Like, they do this with all the ships.
Yeah.
Like, before this, I didn't even know Boba Fett's ships had a name. If I'm being completely honest, I didn't know.
There was a video game that I played. I think it was the original Battlefront 2 for the PlayStation 2 and Xbox that it said it. But in, like, the flying portion, you get to fly, like, all the legendary ships and stuff.
Oh, cool.
But that was the only way that I knew what the name of his ship was.
Right, right. Well, and I didn't know any of the ships that, because someone came out and, like, listed all of them and what they're called in the Lego sets. Like, I didn't know half of them had names.
Yeah.
And like, I did know the name of the ship, I think, from just the Lego Star Wars video game, because I'm pretty sure it was named in, like, in there, and I saw the article at some point scrolling through social media, and the article was like, oh, they changed the name of this, whatever, and I was like, oh wow, they went trying to sweep the other name, whatever, they were going, like, rebranding it everywhere, they were doing all this stuff. I was like, wow, it's Nintendo Sense. And I looked at the article, and it was not even changing, they're just a new Lego set coming on, that was what the set was called, and I was like, that's not anything. That's not, because, again, like, you know, it, just to the point both of you guys are making is, like, in the movie, I don't think it's, like, named once in like, the movies or whatever. And mm-hmm. with, like, the news that they're doing with Boba Fett or whatever, I don't think it was named in any of those. So for trying to market to kids or whatever, they want them to know that his is Boba Fett's ship, and that's the easiest way
of doing that. Well, and that's what kids know it as. They know it as, oh, look, it's Boba Fett's ship. They're not going to say, oh, look, Slave One. No.
Right.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
But whatever. I thought that was stupid. I thought it was funny though. People flip out. But here's the exciting news from Star Wars. We got our first look at Star Wars Visions at Anime Con. It looks awesome. RJ, did you see this at all?
I did not.
I saw what you sent me.
I'll send you the link to it when we're done. But at Anime, they released the Star Wars Visions, and it's going to be a bunch of original stories. The director didn't come out and say it wasn't canon, but he basically said it wasn't canon without using as many words. He said, so there's no holding the creators of each episode back so they can do the best story they can.
That's pretty cool though. It's like bringing back the expanded universe without actually.
Right. And there's like, I think 6 or 7 major anime companies are making these. So, like, and it's all up to them what they make. The stories look really, really cool. They're definitely a lot of Japanese influences on these stories. It's going to be awesome.
That's cool.
I'm very excited for this show.
I'm very excited for that
too. New to anime.
When is it coming out?
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask, is when's it being released?
I don't remember if it said. I don't remember if it was later this year or early next year.
But, yeah, because from the ad I saw, I was like, I'm going to watch this multiple times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But I think it's Disney's first dive into anime, like making anime. Because I know they distribute some, but I don't think
I think they've ever made anything before, so I'm really hoping this is, like, quality stuff.
Yeah,
and I hope they continue with it. I mean, just going to different anime studios, like, hey, work with us and we'll make something together and something like that. I think that'd be awesome if they did.
Would love for them to do, to, like, for, like, one of the episodes to be about Darth Raven or like Darth Plagueis and stuff, that era of the Jedi versus the Sith.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool. Just to make it, give it a little bit more dark mm-hmm. tone.
Yeah.
I
was going to say, just so, like, as you mentioned, you know, the episodes won't be, like, a canon, not part of the universe in that way, but it would be really neat if, after being released, like, some episodes did become canon and did become part of the lore, especially from the shots that were shown in the trailer and all that. They look really cool.
It looks awesome. Yeah. And
so, like, they're like lightsabers or whatever, like, new fighting styles that look really neat. So it'd be cool to eventually see in more canon material down the road.
Yeah, there was a katana inspired lightsabers I saw in some of the concept art that looked really cool. Like even the blades were katana style instead of like just like the little beam of light. So I thought it was really cool to see.
That's cool.
So
instead of like stick and like it's like an actual sword now.
Right, yeah. right. And nice. And then like I don't know if that same if the it not being canon goes for the novel that's coming out called Visions Star Wars Visions Ronin. Which is coming out, I believe, sometime in November. So I don't know if that's going to be canon or not, but yeah, it'll go along with the show. I don't know, so that'll be awesome. And then finally, our last piece of news, Disney released a poster and a trailer for the movie Encanto, which is based on, which is based, I believe, in Colombia or Venezuela. I don't remember which one. And it looks really cool. Beautiful film. If you guys haven't seen I think it's Colombia. If you haven't seen the trailer yet, I highly recommend doing so after this. But it looks like an awesome movie. And plus, it's more Latino culture. Obviously, you know, we're severely underrepresented when it comes to especially Disney. We have what do we have? We have Poe Dameron. the Bartez sisters and Coco, so you know, having more is cool. So I believe that's it for news. There was something about Alien, but people that went away really fast, and I don't care about that show. So
did you guys see Luca?
I did. Gosh,
movie.
I've not watched it yet.
Did you like it, RJ?
Huh?
Did you like it?
Yes, I liked it a lot. It was I didn't have very high expectations just because it looked like really kiddie, but for what it was like it hit really hard. It was very very nice.
Did it look like Wallace and Gromit a little bit?
It did. It kind of felt like it too. Like the lighthearted jokes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But then also it was. It got a little deep for a second.
Oh yeah, the themes in the movie were great. I mean, it's typical Pixar. I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
The music. It's not my favorite Pixar movie, but it was really good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I liked Soul a little bit more than that.
Yeah, I definitely.
Very different movies.
Yeah.
And then the whole Silencio Bruno thing, I thought that was a neat thing to teach kids.
That was
that are watching. It's just like, you know, you might be fearful of something, but you know, just tell yourself. It'll be fine. So
right, yeah.
You know,
have you seen the on YouTube? There's this channel that goes like really in depth about like the Pixar theory, how all the movies are connected.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Did you see the one about how Luca fits in?
No, I didn't.
That way, when you get a chance, you should watch.
Yeah, I'll go look at
that. It's pretty interesting, and then it goes into a little bit about like, what was the kid's name?
I don't remember. I don't remember the other Alberto.
Yes.
Yeah.
How it went into like how some of the story of his backstory and how it connects to the Pixar theory and stuff. But it was really cool.
Nice. Did you guys get a chance to watch Monsters at Work at all?
Yes.
I enjoyed that. I thought it was good.
I loved it. Honestly, yeah.
I'm very excited for that.
The voice actor for Tyler is from another show.
Yeah, Raising Hope. That's what I know him from.
I was going to say Superstore on
Hulu. Oh, no. Okay, no. I was thinking of the guy who played the guy with the multiple eyes and the wings. He's Raising Hope. But okay. Yeah, the main character is from Superstore. He left Superstore, became a monster, and is now working
for Monsters, Inc. Yeah, this show seems a lot like just Superstore, but
yeah.
In Monsters universe.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be really good. I really like the first two episodes. So,
have you seen it, Brennan?
I have not yet, no.
Oh, man.
But
there's lots of shows and movies to watch. Too much. It's too much. Yeah. So little time.
It is a lot. I'm already running super short on time, trying to keep up with everything else. But like, these are all shows that I really want to see and spend time watching. So.
And we have no break because we cover everything. So like Mad Batch is gonna end, and we're gonna go right into
Because yeah, episodes is Bad Batch have again. It's like 16, right? Was that what we said?
Five episodes left.
Yeah. Wow. So actually, it'll probably end, and then literally the next week we'll get What If.
Yeah. Or actually, because it's on Fridays.
Oh, that's right.
So it actually might overlap with What If.
What If come on?
It comes out August 11th. Hold on. 1, 2, 3. Oh,
wow. It might.
Yeah. It'll overlap by 2 weeks.
Okay.
Well, that'll be something and that is, exciting to look forward to talk about.
Like, that is, unless like the Bad Batch does something where like for this season finale they're releasing like episodes 15 and 16
at the same time
during the same week.
That would be
don't know what their release schedule will be exactly. If they do something that would be neat, and there'd be only a 1 week
about two episodes of Loki and two episodes of Bad Batch have been like, at least we've been provided with content, but it's been a lot. Yeah.
Too much content. Slowing down, Disney.
No, feed me more.
I think after What If, I'm assuming we'll have a week break, and then we'll have, or maybe a couple weeks break, then we'll have Hawkeye.
Okay.
Yes. And then we'll have Book of Boba Fett. It just doesn't stop.
I am excited for the Hawkeye series just because I have no idea. Like, there was like a on Facebook I like saw like it like cast list where it had like the cast and their characters or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's so many characters I don't even know who they are.
I know Echo's gonna be in it.
There's some character named Clown, I think, who's in there now, and I was like, who's Clown?
Okay.
is this like DC's Joker but in Marvel, or like is it like something different entirely?
Pretty much.
It could be part of those underground mutants. That'll pop up sometimes if you live in New York. I don't remember what they're called. They have a specific name, but the Marauders? No. I don't remember. But whatever.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out when we get to it.
I'm excited for Hawkeye. I didn't know the series is supposed to be him passing the mantle of Hawkeye down, right?
Kate Bishop, yeah.
So I'm excited to see him get like murdered three episodes in or whatever.
Wow, man. Just no hope for my boy Clint at all, huh?
But
I really want Clint to go back to being Ronan, to be honest.
Me too. Maybe he'll do that. Maybe he'll do pass the mantle down and then become Ronan again.
Right.
And then we'll get we'll get a rated R Ronan and Deadpool movie.
That would be amazing. A little crossover thing.
That'd be great. Anyway, can you imagine? That'd be awesome if that what Deadpool 3 was. Deadpool 3, Deadpool and Ronan. But what to do first, Bad Batch or Loki?
Let's do Bad Batch first.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that we can just do Star Wars and all of Marvel.
I don't remember the two episodes ago. So
but
someone else walk us.
It is. I will say really quick. It is kind of insane that we're basically going to have content on Disney Plus up until like the end of the year, however long it ends up being.
Yeah.
With like all these shows.
Book of Boba Fett's Christmas Day. Yeah. So
that's true.
Where it's going to go past the end of the year, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah, we're just never gonna. Oh, by the way, real quick, next week, because we'll have one episode. Because remember, we're gonna do an episode next week, and then we're gonna go back to 2 weeks.
Yeah,
if possible, of course. I want you guys to read. Obviously, RJ would have to see Black Widow in that time, but I want you guys to look at the MCU as a whole again, and I want you to rank or put
all of the movies,
everything that all the movies. Well, obviously, don't rewatch them. You don't have that kind of time. But look at everything and then put all the new content, shows, and Black Widow into there and where you would rank them. We're not going to go through and rank them all, but we'll just kind of see where about you put them.
What we can do is we can rank our favorite and least favorite movies there. Like your top three and your bottom three.
Mm-hmm.
And then talk about those.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Enough. Okay. Also, RJ, I guess this is our way of like tricking you into coming back next week, just saying like, hey, you're coming back next week, and apparently that's
fine.
If you want to come back next week,
I'm totally down for that.
Because and the Loki, we had you on for the end of Black Widow. Oh my god, the end of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So might as well have you on for the end of Loki.
Yeah. We're talking, it's like we told him this plan. He didn't say no. He's now obligated to come back.
But all right,
I love being on the show. Trust me, I love being on here with you guys.
It's great. We love having you. So Bad Batch. I don't remember the episode from 2 weeks ago, so someone
I remember Omega's arc from 2 weeks ago. I don't remember the Bad Batch's arc, because Omega's arc was when she was left behind and she learned the stupid Star Wars game, which I can't remember. I know it has like some neat name.
She wrecked that game.
She got so much money, but I don't remember what the Bad Batch did.
I honestly can't remember either. Wow. It had something to do with...
This is unfortunate.
Yeah. Oh, was it...
They went to some planet. Oh, they saved the senator, right? The senator was a separatist.
That was...
Yes.
Yes. You're right.
Yeah.
I think that was what it was. I don't know.
Yeah, because that's why they messed
with Yeah.
Yeah, they were hired by the droid or whatever to save the senator dude.
That was so not memorable. That was so not memorable.
I honestly did like them sneaking around and like doing that kind of stuff. We haven't really had an episode like that in like a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Some of the recent ones have been like, oh, get the chips out of their head. Oh no, they're being attacked. Oh no, they have to go and fight bounty hunters, which was all cool, but it wasn't as much of them like sneaking around doing like missions. And this really was like a real mission.
Yeah.
But that was pretty much all like,
yeah, I don't, that was, that wasn't too significant.
All the arc was,
it wasn't, yeah, it wasn't.
I liked the stuff with the tanks when they were like trying to like escape and they were like completely outnumbered and they were like,
that was interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was not a great episode.
But yeah, I have to say that I did like Omega's arc more because Omega like got like a talent.
No, that's not Sabacc. Sabacc's a card game.
Yeah.
I have no idea what the game is called. It's neat to see that there are like rules and strategy and orcs with like the buttons or whatever, like how you press those. Mm-hmm. It was neat to get to see that. And they came back and they were like, Omega, if you can beat me in this game, then we'll take you on more missions or whatever. And I really wanted the episode of this week to start off and just have it be there in the game in the entire half hours of them just going back and forth playing the game with no dialogue at all, just like dead silence and just concentrating. We didn't get that episode, but
since we don't remember much about that episode, we're just kind of this is all the discussion we'll have on it. But do you think that's, I don't know if I want to call it a quirk, a defect, whatever. I've been watching too much My Hero Academia. Do you think her defect is being a really, really good strategist? Because we don't know what hers is. Because remember, other than that, she's a girl.
I think hers is she just has stuff. She can just...
She's got the stuff.
She can just do whatever.
It seems like the way they're trying to put it is... Because that's what Hunter's... His thing is like being...
Yeah, that's true.
A good... Well, sure like mostly like a tracker, but... You know, he's also the strategist because he's the leader of the group. But I feel like Omega's is a little bit different in that she like uses more common sense over like battle training.
Right. That's true.
To use strategy. Right. Cause it seems like it comes more naturally to her. She doesn't really have to think about the strategy. Mm-hmm. Cause there was also, an episode before that, I think, where she like suggested a plan or something, a part of a plan, and it worked like really well.
Well, and there was a thing with the, like, really early, I think it was episode 3, with that dog thing that ate electricity.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah.
She figured it out really quickly as of these, like, battle-hardened clones who have been seeing so many things around the galaxy. You'd think they would figure that out faster than what she did, so.
Right.
You know.
I really want them to just confirm that like she just has one like defect or like or quality or whatever. I don't know what the right word is, but she only has one, and what that one is she's just really, really good at cheating at that stupid game. That's her only thing. It only comes up that one episode. She's just cheating the entire time. That's all she has.
She's a good con artist.
Yes, the Kaminoans just needed a good con artist.
Yeah.
That's all they needed. So the next episode should not have been a Bad Batch episode because they appeared for about 2 seconds.
So I was watching it and I literally forgot it was a Bad Batch episode until they like came in like halfway through the episode. And I was like, oh yeah, that's what I'm watching. I'm not watching
Rebels.
If Rebels didn't exist, this was a backdoor pilot for Rebels.
Oh, yes.
This really seemed like it was supposed to be a season, like a final season for the Clone Wars. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be as opposed to being in the Bad Batch, because it just
there was no Bad Batch.
They weren't included at all, except for being the gun smugglers.
And we know Omega won the game because Omega was on the mission.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She did well. I did like seeing young Hera and Chopper. Yes. I guess Chopper can't be young Chopper. I mean, he's just Chopper.
Yeah.
So,
but it was interesting to see.
Yeah, yes. Our favorite war criminal. Actually, most people's favorite war criminal. I prefer 000, but whatever. So that was cool. I mean, this episode was fine. Remember last time we were all together and I was talking about Lords of the Sith and how you should read it just because it's canon, but you shouldn't read it because it sucks.
Yeah.
Okay. They decanonized the book.
Of course they did.
Because Orn Frieta plays a huge part in the book, but he's dead, I think. So if he's dead, it decanonizes the book. If he's not dead, then it's fine, but it looked like he was dead. Granted, they did say attempted murder of Orn Frieta, so he might still be alive.
Yeah.
Oh, that's who you're talking about.
Yeah.
It was like a headshot. But it could have been like a stun bolt.
Right, yeah, and he doesn't miss. It's crosshair.
Yeah. I
mean, stun bolts don't usually leave giant holes in the side of people's heads.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Dead. But you are right. They did say like attempted assassination, but I don't know, it looked pretty successful to me.
Yeah.
So I don't know. If he's dead, it decanonizes the book, which is fine with me. I didn't like that book that much.
He might have lobotomized them, where he's like technically dead, but still alive.
Weakened at Bernie's, weakened at Orn Frieta's.
Right. Right.
Oh, man.
But, like I said, it was a good episode. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It should not have been a Bad Batch episode.
Did not feel like Bad Batch. Because, again, they were for like maybe a combination of 45 seconds total.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll
give him a minute to be
it
generous.
It was neat to see not Echo. What's Omega? Why did I want to say Echo? It's a different character. It was great to see Omega make a friend her age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know,
whatever, even though I don't think they're going to cross paths again anytime soon.
Well, okay, so that's interesting because people think that this was setting up the Bad Batch being hired to go save Hera's father. For some reason or another. And as everyone knows, Hera's mother's dead. Yep. She did not seem very dead in this episode. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Again, they could have pulled another Weekend at Bernie's, so Weekend at the Sandals.
And hear me out. So the senator and her mom switched places without telling anybody else. And now her mom is dead with the giant hole from, crosshair in her head. And the senator is somehow like slimmed down and like has like a mask on or whatever. And
maybe.
Is alive. Yes.
Yep. I don't think so, but maybe. But is that a quality of the Twi'lek? Is that they could just become bad at will? Like, that'd be funny. But yeah, so people are thinking that this will be a part of the beginning of an arc with the Bad Batch. Obviously, they're not just going to throw this in there and have the Bad Batch do something completely different next episode.
Yeah.
Unless they do, in which case.
Yeah, they could.
I don't know.
It would be better if this was the start of an arc. It would make more sense. Like, I kind of like this being just a one-off type episode, but it doesn't really make sense if you haven't seen Rebels. So just based on that alone, it probably is the start of an arc. You probably are right. I didn't even think of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I watched Rebels, you know, like what, like earlier this year, right?
Yeah, it took you a while, but you got to it.
So, for people who haven't seen Rebels and aren't planning on it, they need more context around.
Oh
the
yeah,
scene.
For sure. Because like, what's with this child and this weird robot thing that sounds like a chicken? Wah, wah, wah.
I don't know what chickens you've been spending time around, but I think they're all drones.
I heard someone say that it sounded like a chicken. I was like, what? No, but you know, I just went with it.
Yeah.
But is that it? We have to say on the Bad Batch.
I think so. Yeah. Still liking the episodes. I really do like this most recent episode a lot, but it was only through the context and like the lens of Rebels. Mm-hmm. So well, with that being said, they'll probably exactly like a Rebels more.
Episode.
Yeah.
I think the animation of this show is a lot. Like, it's kind of like the cross between Clone Wars and Rebels. Like, it's not quite Clone Wars, but not quite Rebels.
So one thing I will say, the clone general, if he was a clone, I'm assuming captain. He was a clone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The captain. He didn't seem as chipped as the other clone was. He was like hesitating some.
You're right.
He was doing whatever. I was like, that kind of confused me throughout the whole episode. I was like, do they still have individual consciousness? Because in past episodes, it was kind of just panned that they were all now kind of the same. They were unfeeling. They lost their unique attributes or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he didn't have all of those.
So there was a video.
Women are simping over him, by the way. Like, hard. They are hardcore simping over this clone.
There was I watched a video about that, actually, about the effects of the Order 66 and the inhibitor chips, and how over a certain amount of time, it seems that they're actually wearing off, and some of the clones are reverting back to their original personalities. It also might depend on where their position and how directly involved with a Jedi they might have been.
And how old they are.
Right, yeah, that too. Because mm-hmm. he looked, that clone captain looked like a first generation, like he was, mm-hmm. you know, the same generation as Rex. So he might have maybe held it off a little bit more than his, you know, subordinate clones. Or maybe it's just like another thing where it's like, it's been so long since it happened, and his position is so out of the way of what the Empire is trying to do that the signal for it wasn't as strong, so it wears off faster.
Right.
That was interesting. And if that's true, then it might explain, like, you know, in Rebels, why there are hardly any clones left at all. Because if, you know, they all start to being like, oh, wait, why do we do this? You know, we're not, whatever now. The Empire might want to just kind of get rid of all of them and, you know, get actual soldiers. And
that's what the guy, Stupendous Wave, is the YouTuber. He was saying that in the older comics, there was something about that and how, so like, it will lead eventually. And it might be in the Bad Batch that they like say it completely, the final order to just get rid of the clones.
Oh, but yeah, I've seen stuff about that, how they just like they get rid of the clones because it, and then they just get to retire and just kind of chill.
Yeah.
Or, as veterans, you know, and stuff like that. Yeah, I've seen stuff about that. And it's explained a little bit throughout different media, but mostly legend stuff now.
Yeah.
But
maybe this is their gateway into bringing some of that stuff back in. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, I'd also like to say that was a pretty cool color that he had. That his, because I don't think I've ever seen that color. It was like teal or green.
Yeah,
I thought it was
like
cool.
like a seafoam green.
Yeah,
I liked it too.
So is that it for Bad Batch?
Those were all my thoughts.
Cool. We still like in Bad Batch.
Sure. Yes. Oh yeah.
So far it's still pretty good. Those last two episodes were just very kind of out of genre for what it's been going so far. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But still good.
Yeah, only 5 episodes left for this season. I definitely feel like they're going to have more seasons. This is not the last season of the Bad Batch.
Oh, yeah. No.
Which is good.
I would hope so.
It's only been like, what, a couple weeks since Order 66? So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess in the realm of the show, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, now on to Loki. So, before we get started here with the episodes, I want to say 2 things. One, I don't remember the last episode because I was half asleep during it.
You never rewatched it. That was a fantastic.
I forgot to rewatch it.
Episode 5 was my favorite one.
I was reading and then I was watching YouTube. I was like, it is almost time for the show. and then the second thing is, did you guys see I don't know how much you guys are on TikTok or anything like that. I spent too much time on there. But did you guys see the Infinity Stone theory for this show?
No.
Okay, so there's a girl who has this theory about the Infinity. Where'd my phone go?
Oh, also, hold on for a moment. I just want to check, RJ. Are you still good for time? Because I thought Wally had mentioned that you need to be, you know.
That was just if we were going to be in person, because I'm going to drive so far. But since I'm already home,
All right, you know. Sweet.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's all coming together.
Yeah.
So let's see. I'm trying to, hopefully it's not too loud right now. Okay. Because it's unrelated. Let's see if I can find it. So the Infinity Stone theory is right here.
Perfect. What's it? The video?
It's based off of an Infinity Stone. There are 6 episodes and there are 6 Infinity Stones. Hear me out. In episode 1, we see a lot of orange everywhere, and orange represents the Soul Stone, as we know. And Loki is confirmed to have a soul, and he's not a machine, and we also see him very emotional. We've never seen him like that before, about his family, showing that he has a soul, he's not as evil as people think that he is. In episode 2, we see red. Red equals the Reality Stone. And in this episode, Loki's questioning what's real, what's not real, who's real, who's not real. In episode 3, we see purple, and purple represents the Power Stone. And in this episode, we see both Loki and Sylvie's powers. And we have never seen these kind of powers on Loki before. And also, they were looking for a power source. In episode 4, we see a lot of yellow and gold tones, which represent the Mind Stone. And in this episode, Loki changes Mobius' mind about the TVA.
Okay, so that, well, those last two were a bit of a stretch, but...
Yeah.
I did not like it at all.
Yeah, so
I was like, oh, shows have colors. Shows have colors. Wow.
No, yeah. So I thought it was a bit of a stretch. I don't know about it, but it was an interesting theory.
Yeah. It's like a neat theory, like neat idea. But I think it's like way too much of a stretch. Unless for the last episode, we just all the shots are like, you know, one color paint over and make it like very obvious that is. That is what, like, what they were going for, and all that. But I really think, for the most part, people seeing things that like aren't there.
And I don't know if it stayed consistent throughout episode 5. Was episode 5 green or blue?
I don't think it was really either. I don't think it was consistently.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, color. I mean,
what color was the monster thing?
It's purple.
It was smoke.
Oh yeah. Then no.
Its eyes were like, orange, I think. But
orange or purple.
No, the smoke itself was like purple black,
okay.
And then eyes were like red.
That's what
yeah. So that already throws the whole theory.
Well, out. If you go off of the end of the episode when you know they combine their powers, then yeah.
Oh,
with okay. The, yeah,
yeah, because
with the green,
it's green. Wait, yeah. So then what is the green stone?
The time stone.
Time stone.
Time. Yeah, but then you can't really say that episode 5 was time because like all the episodes are about.
Well, time. They were running out of time. But okay, because we know the last one was a stretch because she said she changes Mobius's mind.
Yeah, yeah.
So you could totally do the thing there.
Yes.
No, yeah, but yeah. I mean, the theory's cool. But
it's an interesting theory.
Or
sure,
episode 5 could be mind because they made up their mind about what they're gonna do next. Or episode 1 was mind because a Loki minded that like that he was brought to the TVA.
Mm-hmm. Oh man!
No, it's but, just, when you're doing words like that, is you can do anything. Like it's all is a neat theory. It's like nice to see those patterns or whatever there. But I just think that like the connection overall was just way too forced.
Also, why would they use the Infinity Stones? I don't think they have all that much to do with the show.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're right about that too.
But anyway, so episode 4. That was
And just one more note on that thing. There was that similar theory with WandaVision when WandaVision was out that like each 2 episodes corresponded to one of the 5 stages of grief.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which
yeah.
was still kind of a stretch, but that made sense in the context because
right.
the series is themed around her grieving process or whatever.
Yeah.
So even if it's not intended, like it is cool to like make the connection between those things there.
Yeah, I think I brought that up
like
with the
Infinity
episode.
Stones. It's like the Infinity Stones aren't connected to Loki at all, except for one of them was the reason that he came to the TVA because he used like the Tesseract or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I think.
But besides that, it's kind of the only real connection.
I think I mentioned that in the episode with Reese, but I don't remember.
We did talk about that when I had Reese on as a guest.
So episode 4. I don't remember anything. I have such a bad memory.
That's when they were on the
I can remember what happened at the end, but I don't remember what happened.
They were
beginning.
Episode 4.
Sylvie and Loki
are we talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sylvie and Loki were going around on the apocalypse planet.
Yeah. This is what I really wanted
to hit by the asteroid
a lot. Cause this was in the last episode we did of the podcast, remember how I was talking about, you know, it's like that was what we were commenting on is how it seemed there was like some level of sexual tension between Loki and Sylvie. And I was like, I hope it was unintentional. I hope it was just, I hope that it was not like supposed to be scripted like that, but they filmed it or whatever. It happened to, you know, look like there was sexual tension, but they're not going to pursue it or do anything with it.
And I said,
immediately at the start of episode four, I was proven wrong.
Yeah, because they broke the timeline, right?
That's right.
Their sexual tension was so powerful, it created a spike in an apocalypse.
Yeah. Yeah. And then...
Who knew you could have that much sexual tension with yourself?
Yes. So I did not like the direction that took, and I don't like that they're sticking with it, but...
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
I will see where it goes.
Is that narcissistic to want to hook up with yourself?
Yes.
I have no idea what that is.
I feel like in the context of the show, yes, just because Loki is a narcissist and the only person that he would truly have true feelings for is a version of himself.
Yeah,
it's true.
So, you know.
That's fair.
As a psychology major, someone who majored in psychology, someone who has a degree sitting up wherever, just off camera here, I can confidently say I have no idea what that would be classified as in any light.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be a while before like the DSM is updated to include whatever, wanting to, be in a relationship with like, just like have another, that's just so odd. And it's not necessarily bad. Like it's like, why would you even want to explore that at the moment? Like, honestly, my issue is with the creators of the series. Like Loki, I know you're a fictional character, you don't actually exist, but you can do whatever you want. That sounds like something, especially in Norse mythology, you would absolutely do. Yeah. Creators of the show, why did you want to include this? Why did you want their sexual tension to be so powerful that it could break the universe?
I feel like they were going in one direction so hard, and then they realized that it wasn't making sense to the main story. Yes. And they were like, hold on, guys, wait, we have to have a reason for this to make sense. Okay, now we want them to want to fuck, but we can't let them. So, and that power of the tension between them is going to cause an event, and it's going to give us a reason to pull them out. All right, sounds good. Put it in there. Let's do it. We already filmed the whole next episode. We need to make this make sense.
I'm just imagining with Loki, the entire script just started off as like a porn, and they had to like go back and turn it into like a whole like actual series. Just started off, just all it was Loki and Sylvie, you know, same person, whatever. They're like, yeah, and they're like, oh, this has to have like a, like, you know, like a, like a six episode story. It has to be appropriate for audiences. From another universe.
I would not be surprised if that appears on Pornhub at some point in time.
I'm sure it already has.
Oh, probably. Oh, that's true.
It is also really funny to me that, like, especially with what you said, like, about the creator saying, it's like, oh, we're not going to explore Loki being like bisexual at all. We don't have time to go into his bisexuality or whatever, but they are choosing to go with this romantic arc instead.
Is this asexual?
I don't think it counts as like any of them.
Is this new? Is this a new sexuality?
I think so.
Loki sexual.
Loki sexual.
It's like a step above bisexual, because he's already bisexual, but he's falling for himself now. So when you're like trisexual, I don't know if that even makes any kind of sense.
I don't know.
I think that's just pan at this point.
Okay. I mean,
but pan is more of like
let's not get too deep into this, because we're gonna get a lot of trouble if we do. Not that anyone listens to this that cares, but
no, but
we don't want this to be the one to go viral, and then this is how we get in trouble.
I mean,
but they already confirmed that he's gender fluid, so you know.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's so funny. This is because it just opens up. It's so much stuff that they should not have like opened up. Just
right.
Not with yourself, dude.
Too many things all at once.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they get arrested. They get pulled back to the TVA
before they can make the a legged horse that Loki is known for spawning in Norse mythology there. That and like the snake.
Yeah.
The stupid snake.
But so then they get not ripped apart, but like they're like separated or whatever.
Yeah.
And, themselves.
He basically convinces Mobius, like, hey, guess what? Episode. You're a variant. And he's like, no. Wait, maybe. Maybe.
There and were then, like two solid parts in the episode where I was like, this is the saddest thing I've I have ever seen here.
Really?
And we're into each of those. But both times I watched it twice and it broke my heart both times.
Nice. But anyway, so they did that, and then Loki made a joke about him not having enough security, which I thought was funny. And then they got separated, and then Loki was locked in a moment forever with Lady Seth,
which I was glad to see her.
That was funny.
We haven't seen her since Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't think.
Well,
Agents
that's not
S.H.I.E.L.D.,
canon,
of course,
so.
Isn't canon. Yeah, I was getting to that. But yeah, it was neat because I really liked her role in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She was like in like three episodes, like all throughout different seasons, and there were always like Asgardian threats that she helped them fight, whatever. Cool. So it was neat to see her in all those, and it was great to see her back.
I wish that show was canon.
Oh yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was such a great show until it got to the very end, and it was like, what is going on? as soon as they got to the time travel arc, which is like basically anytime any show gets to a time travel arc, it's like over.
That's true. They've run out of ideas.
Yes. Yes.
But so yeah. What else happened? Oh, he got stuck in a time loop, getting kicked in the nuts, which is funny. It's always funny when it happens to other people.
Yeah.
And then
he
convinces Mobius about the time him being a variant.
That was such like mental torture for him, though. Like the TVA is just like ruthless here. I mean, honestly, that was
because they knew exactly.
I would not wish that on anybody.
You mean
on anybody?
Eternal nut kicking? No.
No. But like, no, like. It's like the words that accompanied that too, where she's like, you're going to be like, it's like, hey, I know your one like insecurity here is that, you know, you'll always be alone. Well, let me tell you, you will be alone always. You're alone right now. I was like, dang, three parts broke my heart there. That was the first one.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then he convinced Mobius. And then what happened after that?
And then, he devised the plan to like try to get Sylvie out of confinement, and then what's her name? But the she like B-15. Sylvie convinced her that she was a variant
by doing the mind thing, right?
Yeah, she took her back. Well, she took her back to the Roxxcart apocalypse. Where it's the hurricane or whatever, and she goes, yeah, like show me what you mean, yada yada, and then helps her get back, and then it leads to, man,
which it seemed like a weird strategy to me, honestly, that like their whole plan that they hatched while they were out there is like, hey, I'm gonna leave you locked up. And then when you're taken to be executed, I'll toss you a sword.
Yeah.
That was all they could come up with.
Yeah.
In that entire time. And I feel like they should have been able to come up with more.
Well, I feel like they had to kind of play it by ear.
Yeah.
So she was just like, you know what? We'll just, you know, when I give the signal, hand me a sword so I can do my part.
Yeah.
She like disappeared like right after that. So
yeah,
like we didn't see her walk out the door or anything. It just seemed like she was just like, all right, I'm out. But
well, no, didn't she get not vaporized, what's the word that they use in the show? Pruned? Didn't
oh
pruned?
I think
no.
So
yeah,
I thought she did.
No?
I don't know. I did not think she did.
I don't remember. So we're just gonna skip ahead to that part where they go try to to the people, the timekeepers.
We can't quite get to that part yet.
Okay, because I can't remember anything between there.
So what happened between there is Mobius stole the tempad of the judge, whatever her name is, and
That's
then found out that he was being lied to and that he actually is a variant.
Yeah.
That he went to free Loki and he was like, can I trust you? Can we work together? And Loki was like, yes. And then Mobius is like, cool. And then Mobius immediately dies. He is immediately killed. Well,
dies.
Yes. Yes.
He's pruned.
He's pruned. He's pruned. He's immediately pruned.
That was a great fight scene, by the way.
He has time. That was not part of the fight scene yet.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Oh. Okay.
Just throwing that out there.
So he comes back and there's like a ton of guards and they're like, and he's like, I want a speedboat, and then he gets like pruned.
Oh,
there's
more
context to all of that.
Yeah,
but yeah, and then Loki's sad, very, very, very. He was just sad boy told, hours.
Even mad.
He was just told he was going to be alone forever. He finally finds a friend. His friend is immediately killed off.
Yep.
Imagine that. Imagine the mental toll that would take there.
He just thought he had hope, and immediately it was dashed.
Then, fortunately, he's reunited with the love of his life.
Himself.
Just the level of narcissism that they're trying to convey that he has or whatever is just clinical.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then they go up to the timekeepers. Honestly, I was kind of excited to see the timekeepers. I didn't think we would see them like that in that way. They looked, their designs were super cool, just from a creative standpoint. I really like seeing the alien like creatures that they were seeing. Like, okay, these are like powerful, you know, whatever beings.
Yeah.
I will say,
they're almost immediately revealed to be like a Wizard of Oz type
animatronics
scenario with man behind the curtain. We don't know who the man is yet.
I will
my
say,
hope is for a certain character we meet in episode 5, but
I will say, I was the CGI on those timekeepers were not great.
Yeah, it wasn't. Seemed like they mixed a little bit of practical effects and CGI to try to fill
and
what was going on.
I'm thinking that they did that because they were animatronics. That's maybe. Honestly what my thought is, maybe. Is to make them seem more like animatronics there.
Yeah.
This is the fight scene I was referring to earlier that I thought was cool. Yes. I said it way too early, but
yeah.
So anyway, they're in there. They're talking to they're talking to timekeepers. They're like, "Any last words before you execute you?" And Loki's like, "Don't execute me. I can't die." and then their collars stop working, and then B-15, right?
Yeah,
comes in and tosses the sword, and Sylvie catches the sword, and they fight, and then Loki fights, and they, you know, kill everybody, and then Sylvie tosses the sword up to one of the timekeepers and it's revealed they're animatronics. So it just slices through his neck. The other ones laugh and it's like wires and stuff hang out. And the other two like fall limp. They just like fall off their seats. And I thought it was a really funny scene. They just hit the off switch and they just like fell down. Except the fact that they weren't attached to their chairs at all, meaning that someone had to like physically put them up in the chairs that were floating above there. They weren't like built on the chairs or whatever. And they literally balanced so perfectly. Like they could not have been put on there off. They had to be turned on to like sit up in their chairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just trying to like raise the chair back up and they just like fall off. Whatever. A lot of work for one person. So
yeah,
you have multiple people involved or whatever there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then Sylvie's like, what do we do now? And Loki is like in the middle of confessing his love for
himself.
Is it himself or like herself? Because I've honestly been wondering this.
Because just to simplify everything, their self.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it
was. Because it is, because one, it's, there's, he's both genders, and two, it's two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so, yeah. That's because it's like, I don't know. It's just really, yeah. So Loki is talking to their self, or I'll just call Sylvie because Sylvie insists that she is not like a Loki at all because she doesn't want to be associated with
I heard a
person
good,
which is good
actually,
but yeah, so I'll just that. Yeah,
mm-hmm. We'll get to that later.
Okay but yeah, Loki is like talking to Sylvie and he's like, I'm in love with you and only you, basically. Because, you know, we're perfect together. We're like we're both, we know each other well because we're each other. Before he really saying this, he's like struggling too. He immediately gets pruned and part of my soul died.
Okay. Yeah, he got
because I was like, they can't kill off Loki, and I was like, wait, I guess they technically can, because there are like multiple other variants that could easily step in here, and we could have Sylvie, who technically is a Loki. So I was like, Loki could be dead here.
Yeah, this
could be the end of Tom Hiddleston. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that I was taken aback laying in bed at 5 o'clock in the morning. I was like, what the hell?
Very confident after seeing that there would be a post credit scene.
Oh,
yeah,
me too.
Because I was like, if they're bringing him back, Disney does not trust the audience enough for them to come back without knowing that he's alive still.
Yeah.
Like, if he's alive still, there's absolutely going to be a post credit scene.
Yeah.
I guess we can dive into now, because that's basically all that happened that episode, right? There was the arc with Sylvie where we found out how Sylvie got pruned or whatever, and she asked about that to the judge or whatever her name was.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't remember. You weren't important. And Sylvie was like, okay.
Yeah.
No, doesn't get harsh here.
But yeah,
the post-credit scene, I love this scene so much. Loki's alive.
Yes.
He did not die.
No.
And he hears the voice, which I did not like. The audio sounded super weird for the scenes. I don't
know
what
they did
with the audio. Yeah, he was like, come with us if you want to live. Then he looks up and he sees himself.
Four times.
Yeah. We have...
Kid Loki,
classic Loki.
Classic. And then the weird, bald, black dude.
Boastful Loki. Was what he was confirmed to be.
People are calling him B-Loki because he's bald, he's black, and he's boastful. B-Loki.
Boastful Loki, and my favorite, Alligator
Loki. Alligator Loki.
There is currently no evidence confirming this, but I want Alligator Loki to be the one who's pulling the strings this entire time. He's behind the timekeepers and all that. It would explain the earlier thing where like Loki was like, space lizards are controlling the TVA. Here you have a space alligator.
Yeah.
I want him to be the BBEG.
That, you know, that gator head that's in my guitar room?
Yes.
I'm going to get little Loki.
Little Loki
crown for him and put it on his head.
I love Alligator Loki so much. I'm so glad he had a role in episode 5. And seeing him in episode 5 was insane. I love that.
So let's move on to okay.
Alligator
so did
Loki
you guys,
and classic Loki were fantastic.
Did you guys like episode 4?
I didn't like it. It was a sad. I hated it. I did not like being sad.
It was a roller coaster for sure, but
I thought it was cool.
I felt like it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
It's reminded me of episode 1. I didn't like episode 1 as much because of like the whole sad Loki vibe, and this kind of gave me that same kind of vibe. Not a bad episode. It was done very well. I loved how it was done. Just it made me sad.
So just to note,
you just don't like feelings, Brennan. Just admit it. It's okay.
So just to note, Brennan's least favorite Loki variant is Sad Boy Loki.
Yes.
So episode 5, which got a lot of mixed reviews. I heard Brennan has said he loved it. I know a lot of people who hated this episode. Yeah, there are a lot of people who didn't like this episode.
Who hated it and why?
I didn't like it.
Was it you? Was it you? Or you were there? All these bad reviews are coming from.
No, I didn't dislike it. It was odd for sure.
There was
a lot that they talked about, and there was a lot going on, and it just seemed like. It seemed like one of those episodes that really got affected by the pandemic, to where it was like right and something happened mid shooting, and they had to redo some stuff. It just seemed kind of, I don't know, a little all over the place. But I thought it was still good. It just could have been better.
It was fan servicey, is what the biggest
thing
I had.
Yeah,
that I saw. I don't really remember it. I remember everything after President Loki.
Nice. The one part that I didn't really like as much is how they confirmed that Mobius was alive almost immediately in the least dramatic way possible.
Yeah.
He was out there driving a truck, and that was all it was.
Oh, I forgot to say this. So when Loki woke, or not Loki, when Mobius woke up, did he see Lightning McQueen?
Yeah.
Did you see that meme?
Yeah.
I saw that. That was funny.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, it was actually in the background. If you look very closely, it was actually edited in. There's this blur, but it's confirmed that blur was Lightning McQueen.
Did he wake up and go, wow? He still hasn't said wow yet.
Yeah,
he's not going to. They confirmed he's not going to.
Damn.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. There was like a little damn article that's the director, not the director, the writer came on and said, yeah, a lot of people have been asking me why hasn't Owen Wilson said his signature line yet, and we just want you guys to know it's not happening.
Why?
They should have put there a post-credit scene in of him just saying, wow. That's it. That's all I want. Just one time I need Owen Wilson to say it.
I mean, he said it literally in every single line. I mean, every single movie he's been in.
Yeah, why would they not just give him this one here?
Just one. One wow. He literally could have put it anywhere.
Yeah. Literally anywhere.
I mean, there's been a few times where it seemed like Owen Wilson wanted to say it. Yeah. Like, he wanted to say it himself.
He was, like, holding it back.
In the script, it said, do not say wow. Yeah. Say what's written.
It just has that between, like... Like, you know, there's like memes where it's like, you know, like a sentence in between each word is like the clapping emoji or whatever. It's just, that's the script. In between every word is just in parentheses, don't say wow.
Do not say wow. Is that the front of on the front of his script?
Yeah.
Do not say wow.
It's between every single word, just like it's like interrupting. It's like, you know, his script is like, oh, hi, Loki. And it's like, oh, don't say wow. Hi, don't say wow. Loki, don't say wow.
I think that's the name of this episode is Don't Say Wow.
Yeah.
But anyway,
he wakes up. They're like, yeah, everyone comes here to die, but Loki's tend to survive for more because we just survive.
It's what we do.
Which was kind of like a weird explanation, but also kind of worked. That is what they do.
So explain to me, because didn't they each give their backstory? Because I don't really remember this part. What was everyone's backstory?
It was like really quick, but yeah.
Well, I was also asleep, so but I don't remember it.
I think Kid Loki's backstory was talked about first.
Okay.
And his backstory was he killed Thor.
Yeah. Oh. It really didn't say like how or why. It was just,
he killed Thor.
Just cause.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm tired of being in his shadows. I'm going to kill him.
For boastful Loki, I don't think they actually ever talked about his.
He was talking about he killed boastful Thor.
Loki
killed Captain America and
Iron Man. Yeah,
and
he got
the Infinity Stones.
Yeah, he said that, but then all of the other Lokis were immediately like, "You didn't do that. You're making that up."
I mean, he's boastful Loki, so there's no reason why he would lie about that. He
probably killed Captain America, and then the TVA showed up.
Yeah.
He probably just barely hit Captain America, and they were like, "Nope, this is like a variant here."
He looked it in the wrong way.
When he made his own Mjolnir out of a wrench and a train track, they said, get out of here.
Nope.
For Alligator Loki, it was confirmed that his variance was him being an alligator.
Yes, and that was it.
Yes.
Imagine just like this frost giant is giving birth and then it just out pops an alligator. Like, that doesn't seem right. Yes.
Yeah.
We need to give this to Odin.
I really like...
They had enough time to give him the Loki crown.
Yes.
Which, honestly, that was fantastic.
I really like classic Lokis.
Yes. I really liked his backstory.
He's literally just the Loki that got everything he wanted, and then he realized that he was still by himself. Yeah. So he went and basically exiled himself, and then he got even more lonely and said, "I just wanted to see my brother again."
As soon as
he tried to get off the planet that he was on, the TVA came and tracked him down and was like, "Nope. You got to be by yourself.
Go back. Like, you're still in timeout.
Right.
Go back.
You put yourself in timeout, but we're going to put you somewhere even more in timeout."
Yeah.
Literally time. He's out of time in timeout.
Yeah. I really like the actor.
Loki the exact same way. Yeah. I like he was looking the exact same way. Made it all the way up to Thanos. Instead of just going up with him the knife, he cast in an illusion.
Yeah.
And that was what it was. It had everything else on track. I thought that was super cool. They were like, this is like the exact same Loki if he lived to be old.
Right.
Cool.
Which I also love that it's like the classic Loki outfit. That was fantastic. Uh-huh. Dude, that was cool. Love that outfit, especially it just, it was super loose on him and it looked like super cheap or whatever. And like in the first scene, whatever, it was kind of like, oh, I wish that he spent more time on it. But as it went on, I was like, this fits him perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like how they made it. They made it very clear. Each Loki is really good at a certain type of magic. Cause
yeah,
Kid Loki is good at making weapons.
To kill Thor with, specifically. Right.
Boastful Loki doesn't seem to have any magic. It seems like he's very, like,
Likes to brag.
Fisticuffs, yeah.
Yeah.
And then old Loki has the illusions. He's really good at illusions. But so is Tom Hiddleston's Loki, but he's, like, not as good as the old Loki was. And then Sylvie has enchanting, which...
Makes sense.
We can get into later at the end of the episode, he gets better at too. So,
Oh, and one thing I want to say before we continue on with the episode or whatever here, in watching episode 4, when like Loki got pruned and all that, is like, oh, did he die or didn't he die or whatever, you know, in the moment up to the post credit scene where it's confirmed that he is alive still, but in that, like, I totally forgot when he first got pruned. I remember that, I think during the credits or whatever, that we still hadn't seen the one scene from the trailer where he is, like, you know, in his suit or whatever, and it's like, the come on, what did you expect, and everyone turns against him or whatever. So, like, okay, so he has to survive just for that one scene.
Yeah,
we found out this not even him, it's just another variant of him. Yeah. So he could have died and we would still have that scene, but that was a fantastic scene where Loki came up with, I don't think the people around him were variants of Loki. I believe they were just other people who were stuck there.
Other variants of other people, yeah.
Yeah.
That, I woke up as that scene ended.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That was like, let me what it seems.
Yeah, it was such a cool scene. It was such a cool scene. Because he comes in and he's like, you know, whatever, I'm in charge now. And everyone betrays him because of the other Loki. And he's like, what? And they get in the huge fight. And the alligator comes and jumps up and chops off his hand.
That was a fantastic bit.
I thought it was funny that of all the Lokis to betray the group of them, it was both boastful Loki.
Oh yeah.
But after that, they get into the whole, well, who's going to be in charge now thing. And then it turns into a big fight. Because of course it does, because it's a bunch of Lokis trying to fill a power vacuum that isn't even there yet. But that was very well... I mean, just the...
They're trying to be like the ruler of nowhere, not the location nowhere that's in space.
They don't even, but they don't even the end know of time where
there's nothing. There's nothing to rule, because it's all being destroyed.
It's the end of time, right?
So desperately for control.
Quote, unquote, the end of time, yeah.
It's like, it's not the very end of time, I don't think.
It's after...
It's close to it.
It's the point. It's the point of time that hasn't been written yet.
Yeah, it's like the farthest out point before the end of time.
But it's always technically after the end of time, so that it doesn't interfere with what's continuously being written.
Right.
So that it's always being pushed for farther and farther into the future or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So and then after that,
neat. They all regroup with Sylvie and Mobius, who are also there. It was a neat scene with Sylvie where she was like, "I'm just gonna prune myself," and then take like the temp pad there, so there is a chance to escape.
Right.
It's because somebody that nobody that like a temp pad never ended up in that zone before. I feel like.
Well, I'm sure. I'm sure they've had an instance where somebody tried to hide it with them just in case. Or like they found out something, but once they realized that, they went after them and took it back or got it destroyed or something. Or because of the giant monster that's there, it got destroyed along with them being having the time sucked out of them or whatever.
But then, so then they regroup and then Sylvie's like, I'm going to enchant this giant monster that's devouring everything here.
Yeah.
And then it'll reveal where the real people in control of this are.
Yeah.
So, and then Mobius was like, cool, I'm leaving. He offered to take the Loki, like, actually I'll go in reverse order. He offered to take classic Loki, Kid Loki, and Alligator Loki, and all of them said no. I guess Alligator Loki didn't actually say no, but I don't think he really has a choice of where to go on his own. He's being carried by a child there. But yeah, all of them said no. they wanted to stay. Good on them, I guess.
Quick question. I wonder how long, or do you guys think they, like, the kid knew he was going to be carrying around a crocodile or an alligator the entire time he was on set? Or do you think he just showed up like, here's an alligator? It's like, what? Huh?
Well, I'm sure. Yeah, so, there's no way they just gave him like a small alligator to actually carry.
Okay, yeah, I mean,
I'm sure it was like
obviously a CGI.
CGI? I didn't know if they did like a combination of CGI.
That would be really
practical.
Funny if they're like, yeah, just hold a live alligator. And we'll just
right. Yeah.
Imagine they gave him a live alligator. And the only thing that they CGI'd was like the little crown on top of his head. That was the only CGI part. It was the live alligator. but yeah, so because apparently when they were all auditioning for those roles, they didn't know what roles they were auditioning for until after they had received the role.
Kid Loki That's didn't like, know what he was going in for.
Yeah, yeah. No. Yeah, and like the alligator didn't know either.
So speaking of Kid Loki, though, real quick, just little sidebar. Apparently, there's been a theory going on with all of the shows, all of the Marvel shows, and all the more recent stuff to lead to the child. Like the kid Avengers or whatever.
Young Avengers.
We've got the Isaiah Bradley's grandson.
Patriot.
Patriot, yeah. We've got Kid Loki is supposed to be there.
Oh.
Kate Bishop.
Yeah, Kate Bishop.
Wiccan and Speed.
What's her name? Ant-Man's daughter.
Oh, Cassie Lang.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there was another one.
There's Wiccan and Speed, but I don't.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're going to come back into reality or whatever.
Probably the Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's it, but they've set it up.
Yeah. All of those kids in the comics are in the Kid Avengers mm-hmm. in like the most recent rendition of it. Mm-hmm. So it definitely seems like they're setting up for something bigger, especially with Kate Bishop's show, like her getting basically her own show.
Right.
So, you know, maybe that'll be something to look forward to too.
Yeah, of course.
So anyway, so then all of them decline the offer to go back. I think that our version of Loki gets that offer as well.
Mm-hmm.
And having the unclassifiable level of narcissism that Loki has. he probably needs some like helps, some like serious therapy once all this is over here.
Yeah.
He's needed that for a while.
I'm staying. I'm gonna go charge this monster with the love of my life here, who is myself. and we're gonna do something. We're gonna do something. We're gonna make this work here. So then Mobius goes back to the TVA on his own, taking the Tempad, the only other way to escape. And then Sylvie and Loki go and charge this monster. Oh, also in our earlier scene, something that I've seen and talked about online is like the blanket thing. And they were like, oh, it's cold. So they curled up under a blanket together.
Oh yeah, I mentioned
that like they were frost giants and shouldn't be able to feel cold.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah.
So not sure what all that was about then. Unless
I think that was just
cold. Unless it was really cold.
Shoehorning in some romance.
Yeah. Unless it was like 200 degrees below.
Right.
It was at 1 Kelvin.
Yeah. And then and then like Mobius and all the other Lokis were like fine, but. Like, I'm not that much of a frost giant. I am curious if the alligator is like an alligator frost giant.
He's like, yeah, like a
frost giant
alligator.
Yeah. but yeah, so then they charge the monster. They're able to, first they can enchant the monster. Then Loki tries to sacrifice himself. But then other Loki, classic Loki, creates all of Asgard from memory, as he hasn't been there in like however
long he was, one, exiled, and two, in wherever he's in.
Yeah.
So he does all of that. That was a really cool scene. I like
that. That was awesome. That really big show of power. It was.
I really don't like that he died.
Me neither. I thought it was a waste.
There was no reason to kill him. There was zero reason.
I mean, I feel in him talking about his backstory, it was kind of like a big final arc for him. And it was like a good, I guess, kind of final big sacrifice for him to have, for him to feel good about himself. But in the grand scheme of things, it was like,
it was kind of wasted
for him to be there. Yeah. If that's
right. Especially because, you know, it was originally him, Kid Loki, Alligator Loki, and a Boastful Loki.
Right.
Boastful Loki turned on them. Alligator Loki can't speak. Plus, Loki's dead now, so it's really only Kid Loki just kind of like by himself, which is...
Yeah. I'm sure after
maybe that's
all
how we get him back.
Yeah, maybe sure that's how he'll come for the Young Avengers and all that, if he's a member of the Young Avengers. Which I guess it makes sense then that classic Loki is dead, because like what role would he have?
Right.
But still sad. But anyway, through his sacrifice, they're able to finally enchant the monster, and the doors open to
a castle.
Just like the end of time is what it is.
Well, yeah, that works too.
Yeah.
Is a castle. Hopefully we'll meet three other alligator Lokis and they're the real time keepers.
So I saw another video about that, a little like Easter egg video where in the comics, that like smoke dragon or whatever is being controlled by Kang the Conqueror.
No, it's Kang's adversary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kang's adversary in the comic. Actually, in the judge person, she's in a relationship with Kang in the comics.
Yeah. But this seems like a little bit of a setup to like, maybe this is how they become interacting, like they start interacting in the MCU. Like this is the MCU's version of it. Cause in the comics, she's like already knows who he is and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like way before all of that, or a completely different telling of it. But it seems the direction they're going, I guess this will be the last episode of Loki next week.
Yep. Episode 6.
Okay. So this scene, I really hope they do a little bit more explaining about the TVA and stuff, because that's a lot to push into one episode.
Yeah, which, I mean, like, we do have time, and like, unlike WandaVision and like, the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, just to some extent as well, there aren't as many plot threads that need to be wrapped up. There's basically, you know, just, like, who the TVA is with, like, Loki and Sylvie, I'm sure they'll find out, and then Mobius's arc with returning. And like, I want those explored in depth, but hopefully in like hour long episode, there will be enough time to explore both of those.
Oh, and also, will they get together?
I'm pretty sure it's a yes.
No, yeah, I'm
pretty sure.
That's three plot lines.
One of them might die, because as we saw with Loki, he's supposed to die in the original timeline. But you know, maybe that's just another one of the TVA lies.
Yeah.
We don't know.
We'll see. I'm almost certain that like the multiverse will spring out of existence from this episode here. But that's what a lot of people thought for WandaVision as well, and that didn't end up happening in any regard.
Well, we knew the multiverse was there, kind of. It was a hinted at the end when she could hear her kids. That's it. And this might be where we get that from, which is what you're saying. But
also, it was kind of weird that this episode didn't have a post-credit scene. I kind of thought that was odd.
Yeah, that was weird. Series,
once they start having post-credit scenes, they'll keep it through every episode until the very end.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird this episode did not have one.
I mean, they kind of left us on a cliffhanger anyway. It's not like they needed to leave us on any more of one.
Yeah.
Well, they could have showed what Mobius did, because it didn't like show whether or not he went back to the TVA or if he just went back to where he was from originally.
They could have had a scene of Mobius turning to the TVA, immediately being faced with a ton of guards, and taking his tempad and pruning him again. All the way back, like full circle. Just like
I really want Mobius to get his Sea-Doo. I want him to get his water ski.
Just imagine if, like, in Loki episode 5, Mobius like steps back through. They're having this whole like speech before they go and attack, and Mobius like immediately reappears, like, you know, being unpruned, like in the lawn there, and he's like, "Well, that didn't work."
Yeah.
Like, maybe should have insisted one of the Lokis known for fighting come back and help me, you know, survive here. But oh well.
Did you guys see some of the Easter eggs that were in this, like the Thanos copter and Thanos and Frog?
Copter, yes, love the Frog. Frog Loki. I thought that was I thought originally that was just shrunken down Thor, but
it's Frog Thor.
Thor. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Frog. I'm sorry. That's what I meant to say.
Frog.
Which I love. Cause like I saw that at first, and I was like, because like I went around it twice and I couldn't tell what it was, but I saw later on like Facebook or Twitter or something like that. It was like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's super cool. But like the Thanos copter especially, I loved. I don't know where that's from, but like I remember seeing
From a comic. I don't know from which one.
It's from one of the weird
comics. Absolutely love that confirms there was one timeline where Thanos did in fact build a helicopter before invading Earth and then probably got immediately pruned for doing so.
But with the helicopter, they pruned the helicopter too.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting how on the Frog Thor, on his little jar that he's in, the T-346, that's the issue number that he appeared in.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
Does that set up the pet Avengers? No, I'm kidding.
We have Crocagator Loki. We have Frog Thor. We have Spider-Ham if they make Spider-Verse part of the MCU somehow.
And then,
They might be. There was something about that. The Spider-Verse is being woven into the MCU with the multiverse of madness thing, along with the Tom Holland Spider-Man having the enchanted suit or whatever. That's going to lead into some other stuff, but we don't know how much of this is actually true, because apparently 3 months ago we weren't going to get Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire in the movie, and now we are.
They've kept just very quiet about that, Murdoch. But
just one.
Exactly. That's all I want.
Harley Cox as Matt Murdock.
That's all I want. But you guys, and obviously, Brennan, you said this is your favorite episode. RJ, you said it was okay. I thought it was fine, what I watched of it.
Yeah. But, I thought the end of it was something else for sure. The first half of the episode was pretty good, but towards the end, it was definitely a mess.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think the general consensus right now is that Kang is to Loki what Mephisto is to WandaVision.
That makes
except
sense.
It's a lot more solid that we're probably gonna get Kang here.
Yeah.
And then that'll lead into Quantumania at some point, whenever that happens.
Interesting.
For Ant-Man and the Wasp 3, which I think is about to start filming or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think they started filming already, because Paul Rudd said they were at the opening of Avengers Campus. But so the last thing I wanted to say about Loki was this show has been awesome, but I think I still like WandaVision more.
Oh, I like Loki more so far. I don't know how it's going to end. The ending might ruin it for me. WandaVision may resume its place as my favorite. But I think right now Loki is my favorite series, even though episode 1 and 4 I just will never rewatch ever again, probably.
For WandaVision?
No, for Loki.
Oh, okay.
WandaVision, I won't watch 4
or
any of the other ones that took us out of the
town. Yeah.
Yeah, basically just 1 through 3. 1 through 3 or WandaVision beat everything, hands down.
Sure.
So far.
I mean, they're all pretty close together, like all three shows, but like I have a hard time comparing Falcon and the Winter Soldier with these two shows because it's not in the same
realm. It's such a different
type of show.
Yeah.
It's so much more grounded too, because
it's not magical.
Right. Yeah. There's no super ultra powers or anything. It's just the super soldier serum. And a little bit of, you know, craziness. But other than that, it's
street side and tech side versus cosmic side and magic side.
Right. And another thing that I've seen is that while the MCU shows have been very good so far, the Netflix shows are still head and shoulders way better. Or at least most of them are. Like the Daredevil and...
For some, yeah. I would definitely rank
Luke Cage,
Daredevil, and probably Jessica Jones up above.
And the first half of the first season of Luke Cage.
Yes. Yes, Luke Cage.
I haven't seen the second season, so I can't strong. Really say.
The second you once watch the second season, Wally, you'll change your opinion because the second season of Luke Cage is very good.
Yes,
it is very good.
My problem with Luke Cage was like how the first season kind of ended. It was kind of odd for me. I didn't like the direction it took.
I liked Cottonmouth too much, and then they switched over to Diamondback, and it was like Diamondback just wasn't as good as Cottonmouth. Yeah,
I had to stop watching after the Cottonmouth episode because I was just like, well, he's dead now. What else is there? This show supposed to be about?
He's an amazing actor. I can't remember his name, but I can't wait for him to be Blade.
Yeah, play Cottonmouth. I'm really excited for that movie, man.
Yeah, because
which they've had to push back, unfortunately, but
yeah.
What did Luke Cage the biggest disservice, I think, is being like 13 episodes because it did not need to be 13 episodes.
That's fair.
Because what happened with season two was it went down to like 8 episodes, right?
I don't know.
I think, they did 11 episodes for the second season.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So it went down other way. That helped the second season out a lot. The second season ended. I wish it went on because like the cliffhanger it left off at the very end of the second season, not really like a cliffhanger, but like the change.
Yeah.
The character of Luke Cage would have had.
If you look at, have you watched the season three of Jessica Jones?
Yes.
Oh, so yeah. The little cameo that Luke makes in Jessica Jones kind of ties into the end of Luke Cage. So I feel like that was the end of it. So he had, I don't know, just him being in control of most of the boroughs at that point and making things run smoother, I feel like was a very good send off for Luke at that point.
I didn't even see the end. Because I only had Netflix for months, so I watched as much as I could. I didn't see season two or three of Jessica Jones either.
Oh man!
But season one was just really incredible. Purple Man, but what's his real name?
Kilgrave.
Zebediah Kilgrave. Kilgrave and Kingpin are some of the best villains in like superhero period.
Yeah, I will say with Jessica Jones, the second season is a little lacking.
Really? It has some weird parts, but overall, I still like it, I think. I actually don't remember a lot of season two.
I'll have to watch it because I got a Netflix account that I could borrow. My aunt, she doesn't use it very much, so she let us borrow it. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to watch season two with three of that, season two of Luke Cage. And then I may or may not watch Iron Fist. I've heard it's not great.
I think Iron Fist is worth the watch just for, you know, just to see how they do the character.
It's strange. Like my least favorite part of Iron Fist is the main character.
And that's where it's kind of hard to watch because it's how could you not have a good main character?
Yeah.
Do you think
all the other supporting characters are pretty decent. I even like the, what's her name? The Chinese chick that he starts dating.
Oh yeah.
I liked her in Defenders because I watched that. I watched that in the night. I stayed up very late to watch that, but I watched it in the night.
In season two, I'm pretty sure I wanted the villain of Iron Fist to just win because I was like, it'd be so much easier. It's just, you know, I don't like Danny Rand, Iron Fist. Let's just give it him. Let's have the villain.
I think it was just the actor that got to play Danny Rand wasn't convincing enough.
Yeah, honestly. Like
some blonde, blue-eyed guy just...
Yeah, and like the way they wrote the character was kind of weird too. But the actress portrayal definitely did not help.
Yeah.
This is just a quick aside for the MCU. Do you think with the introduction of Shang-Chi, we maybe get to see Kung Lao and the Iron Fist in the MCU sometime soon?
Probably not. I don't think. Like they probably will eventually if the MCU lasts long enough, but I don't think it'll be anytime soon.
Oh, okay. Well, it's going to last long enough whether we like it or not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're going to, I feel like the Shang-Chi is opening up. It's opening back up the whole martial arts part of the MCU. Cause that's kind of what they were getting at with the shows with Daredevil and Iron Fist. And then the Defenders, that whole,
I loved it. That one office fight was awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That was so good with the hand.
There's a lot. I wish that there was more time spent on it. Yeah. Yeah. It like was the hand, right?
It was the hand. Okay.
Yeah.
I really want them to bring the hand back because they could do a lot with that.
Yeah.
Because the hand has a little bit to do with aim too. and a little bit of that section of MCU.
I feel the whole buildup to the hand was cool, but I don't really like how it ended up being in like the Defenders. It kind of felt like it ended too quickly.
Yeah, that was a short show. It was only 8 episodes long.
Yeah, that
one was only. I feel like if they're gonna do the hand properly, they have to do it in a TV show with Shang-Chi, Iron Fist, teaming up together. I don't know. I feel like they couldn't do it in a movie. I feel like it'd have to be over over a couple movies, like, or as a TV show.
Yeah,
that's just
any kind of secret organization like that or whatever. It definitely has to be built up over time to introduce it in one movie, then immediately destroy the secret organization. It's like, well, that's not fun.
Right.
What
exactly.
Was the secret organization that Agent Valentine was in? Captain America, the Falcon and Winter Soldier.
I don't know if she named the organization.
I think that's just her own thing, maybe. It might be the hand. They might be building up to that, but I don't think so.
It seemed like she could be.
Well, she's Madam Hydra, so I would imagine she's Hydra.
The hand is like a branch of Hydra or something,
That'd be an interesting twist on it, but I mean, it's possible.
Yeah.
But if that's all the thoughts we have on Loki, then
not much to say about it, really. Yep.
Then I think this might be where we start getting into the range where RJ has to log off so he doesn't get the movie spoiled for him. But
quick question. I just want to say, do we want to talk about Black Widow right now or save that until next week? Because I know that
we can do that. That works.
Just thought it's all fresh in our minds now. But
it for a week.
Yeah, this podcast has already been going on for like
2 hours,
hours. Yeah. And I have a lot of notes about Black Widow. And I know that we only have like 12 viewers to begin with here.
That's fair.
But I would not like them to have to sit through a 3-hour podcast.
That's fair.
With all of this here.
Yeah, no, we could do that next week because then we'll have one episode of Bad Batch and Loki to go through.
Yeah.
So
that'll give me time to try to watch it too.
Yeah, that too. So then he didn't have to sit out of the conversation. So with that, we'll move that to next week. I'm perfectly okay with doing that because it'll give us more time to give to it.
Are we doing in-person or Zoom call next week?
I can do in-person.
Yeah, I can do in-person too. It just kind of depends on how everything goes.
Okay. Yes. But anyway, to all of you viewers out there, all you listeners, those who stayed to the very end, because I started this off saying I'll talk about Black Widow at the very end of this podcast, I would like to formally say ha 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 ha, we took you.
We talked about talking about Black Widow.
So come back next week where we will definitely make time to talk about Black Widow here.
Cliffhanger. Thank you to RJ for joining the show again this week. And
thanks for having me. Of course. We'll be
glad to have him back next week by force. We're going to drive to his house, kidnap him, and bring him here to talk about Black Widow.
I will prepare myself.
This is the person that's on the podcast right now. There's someone standing just off camera, like threatening him.
It's alligator Loki.
Just surrounded by alligators here, all in their own little hats.
Yeah.
All right, so guys, thank you for listening this far. If you like this, like it. If you want to listen to more, subscribe. And we don't forget to subscribe to Brennan at Not Brennan on YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe to me at Wolfgate Entertainment. RJ is at RJ Broom. Pretty much everywhere. And
it's so funny. I don't know where the boxes are arranged for you. I don't know how they'll be on the YouTube video, but on my screen, you pointed for RJ and then down. Cause like, I'm like up in RJ's on, it's really funny. Just imagine this all being scrambled up now on whatever.
Now I've moved it. Now you're up here.
Oh, are you able to move these boxes?
I can move them. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I can move them too.
Wait a second.
Wow. You just drag and drop them. Oh, you can.
And don't forget to, like us on Instagram at Chip Roasting. It's at Chip Roasting. I didn't post any videos for last time, but I will for this time. So,
And follow Wally on Twitter at @I'm_Wolverine27.
Exactly.
Get him role of Wolverine.
If he
can just get 15 followers, then he'll have enough clout to blackmail Kevin Feige.
#WallyForWolverine.
Hashtag. Yes.
All right.
Wally from Wolverine.
We'll see you guys.
All right.